I was going to one of my continuing education courses that I had to go to, and the instructor was teaching a little bit about estate planning. And he wrote up on the chalkboard, he wrote this word, and I want people to picture this right now. Picture this whiteboard. And then he had a big red marker. So picture that whiteboard with that red marker with the word estate, E-S-T-A-T-E. And then all of a sudden he said, okay, class, let's talk to you about something. He said, if you don't have an estate plan, let me show you what happens to your estate. And I want people to picture this estate on that whiteboard, and then he erased that first E. He erased the first E in estate, so guess what's left on the board? State. S-T-A-T-E. That is who is going to be in control over your estate, the state. And I don't think people want that to happen. That's why I always kind of have that visual image in my mind. I'm picturing it right now, that erasing that E and the state being in charge, it's something that nobody wants to happen.
So there's a key message here to take control of your future by establishing what it is that you want after you've passed away. Is there an equivalent, as we're at this sort of thinking through and planning stage, in retirement, in terms of determining what it is I want rather than just letting things happen?
Certainly, and probably more pressing, you know, because when we were talking about estate planning earlier, I had a seminar one time that I was teaching that I had a gentleman in the back of the room, and he was sitting in the back, and he had his arms crossed and kind of sitting back, and he said, well, I don't need any of this estate planning. And I said, why don't you need any estate planning? He said, well, I'm not planning on leaving anything to my family. And that's very rare that we have that. And the thing is, okay, well, then it doesn't hurt him, at least according to the way he measured it, for him to just say, I don't care what happens to my estate, I'm just not giving it to anybody. Well, that was his feeling.